This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strasser. This show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And don't forget our archive, also available for anytime listening at KJJR.com. And in the studio today, first time with us here on Focus on the Flathead from the Flathead Snowmobile Association. He's the president of that association. Welcome, David Colville. David, how are you today?
I'm fine, Ross. Nice to see you.
Good to have you on the show. I want to know more about the association, how appropriate we do it just after we got 2-3 feet of snow.
Definitely helps, yes.
Well, before we talk about the association, all that you guys do, let's talk about yourself a little bit. Tell us about David.
Well, I'm a Montana native, grew up in Columbia Falls, went to Columbia Falls High School, University of Montana, spent some time in California before coming back in 97, been here ever since. And been the president of the Snowmobile Association for the last 6 or 7 years. Love snowmobiling and just like to get out as much as I can.
Is a snowmobile enthusiast similar to a car enthusiast where you just keep buying snowmobiles?
If you ask my wife, that would be the case, yes. I'm running out of room, and every time I see one that I want to get, I just got to think, well, I don't have a place to put it yet, so...
That's cool. Okay, so you've been around since 1971.
Yes.
At which point did you get into the association?
I only got involved about 11, 12 years ago. Before that, I didn't really understand that there was a snowmobile association, but after getting back into the sport, found out that it was something that I needed to be involved in.
Well, that's great. I'm going to read your mission statement because, again, a great jumping off point to what you're all about. The Snowmobile Association is a membership of snowmobilers and outdoor enthusiasts who endeavor to educate the public about the sport of snowmobiling, enhance the riding experience in our area, promote safety, and provide opportunities for family recreation. Pretty good statement there that talks a lot about what you guys do.
I think that's a pretty good statement for what our mission as a club is. One of the main things that the club does is it facilitates a way for the state to help support the grooming and trail maintenance. And also it is an organization, an entity to sign agreements with the Forest Service and the state lands so that we can have designated snowmobile trails.
So you're 501c3, right?
We're a 501c7.
C7, okay.
And that's a sports group. But then we also have a Friends of the Flathead Snowmobile Association, which is a 501c3.
Is that the fundraising arm?
That is the fundraising arm if people are interested in tax deductibility.
Yeah. So we do want to let everyone know about how they can help coming up in a little bit here with the Flathead Snowmobile Association. This is interesting, and I didn't know this about you guys. You groom 200 miles of trails in the Flathead and 4 trail areas.
Yes.
Can you name the trail areas?
Yes. Our main trailheads are the Canyon Creek, which is up the North Fork, about 6 miles north of Columbia Falls. The Olney Trailhead, which is about 15 miles north of Whitefish off of Highway 93, mm-hmm. The Crane Mountain Porcupine Creek area, which is south of Ferndale, and the Desert Mountain Trailhead area, which is out of Corum on the South Fork Road, Reservoir Road.
So what does it take to groom these trails?
Well, we have a machine that is provided by the state snowmobile program through Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Mm-hmm. And that is headquartered at the Canyon Creek Trailhead. It is very similar to what grooms on Big Mountain.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you've seen the machines on Big Mountain, it's, you know, 14 to 16 feet wide, and it has a tiller on the back, plow on the front, and that's how we flatten out the trails.
I had no idea there were snowmobile trails that were groomed. Oh, yeah. And what does it do for the snowmobile to have the trails groomed?
Well, it makes it much more enjoyable, especially for people who are maybe not as committed to snowmobiling. You know, the rental companies.
The novice.
And even for advanced snowmobilers, it makes it easy and fatigue-free to get to off-trail riding areas.
Okay, well, coming up in the next segment, we want to learn more about you guys, how you guys raise money, and your fundraisers sound kind of interesting, too, so we'll get into that. Again, you've been listening to the voice of David Colville. He's the Flathead Snowmobile Association president. David, how long have you been involved?
Been involved about 10 or 11 years.
You could be called an official snowmobile enthusiast.
I would think so, yes.
We'll be back with part two in just a couple minutes right here. This show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be back in just a few right here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is Focus on the Flathead. We are back on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. I'm Ross Strasser, and our guest today is David Colville, Flathead Snowmobile Association President. And David, we kind of left off talking about grooming today, but expand on that a little bit for us, because you mentioned part of what you do in the grooming area, but there's so much more to that.
Well, yes, the Canyon Creek Groomer is the one that is provided, the machine is provided by the state program through Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, but then we own a groomer that's out of Olney that we completely own and maintain ourselves. And then we have a contract groomer that does the Crane Mountain and Desert Mountain twice a month, conditions permitting.
How far into the season can this go? I mean, what is the latest you groom these trails?
The latest we groom is the end of March.
Wow.
The April 1st deadline is something that's mandated by the grizzly bear habitat. so we can't be in the woods with our groomers after April 1st because the grizzly bears will be waking up.
So you're an avid snowmobiler. For you, what is your favorite time of the year to be out there?
Probably February and March are probably my two favorite months to snowmobile. We have good snow coverage. The days are getting longer, and it's there's just a lot of places you can go when you have good snow coverage.
Yeah, and a little warmer.
Sometimes.
Help. Okay, let's talk about this avalanche preparedness training. This year already, we've had so many avalanche warnings, and it seems so early in the season. Of course, we didn't have much winter in November, December, but let's talk about this a little bit. Avalanche preparedness and training.
Yes, we are very focused on making sure that people who venture into the backcountry have the proper equipment and the proper training so that they can avoid avalanches, and if, God forbid, they're involved in an avalanche, can be instrumental in helping rescue people.
So are you fully staffed in this department?
Well, we don't really have any staff. What we do is we encourage people to take avalanche courses, primarily through the Flathead Avalanche Center.
Yeah.
If you go to their website, there's a training calendar and there's classes to learn about avalanches and how to avoid them, how to rescue people. And anyone who takes a motorized avalanche class can get reimbursed by the Flathead Snowmobile Association for the cost of that class. Mm-hmm. With the help and support of the Roundups for Safety program through Flathead Electric, we're able to fund anyone who takes any motorized avalanche training class. And if you take the class, we'll refund and reimburse you for that.
Now let's talk about how you raise money, because there are a lot of different ways. You do fundraisers, but yes, you raise it in many other ways, donations, those kind of things. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, our primary fund fundraiser is our Pray for Snow Party, which we have in the, every fall. It's usually the weekend before Thanksgiving. This past year, we raised a little over $6,000.
Wow.
And then also our memberships, which aren't hugely expensive, but that definitely helps in our funding. We also accept other donations, like through our 501c3 friends of the Flathead Snowmobile Association. And our grooming is primarily funded by grants.
Yeah.
We have to apply yearly for our grants that we get reimbursed for the expenses for running our groomers and maintaining our groomer.
Let's talk about, this sounds pretty amazing. And by the way, is that a rowdy party? You have a lot of fun with that party?
It's pretty mellow. I mean, yeah. It's not so rowdy.
I met a few snowmobilers that like to party. Just wonder.
Oh yeah. Well, there are, but I don't know. I think our demographic is getting older, and we're not as rowdy as we used to be.
Let's talk about the Trans Montana Charity Ride, because this is a week long event, and it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it's actually coming up, starting February 1st. It's going to go February 1st through the 8th. We're starting off in Georgetown. And we're going to ride every single day for a week, and it raises money through the Montana Snowmobile Association, their designated charity, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. And all the money we raise through the Trans Montana stays in Montana. It's helped fund veteran PTSD programs, and also a lot of several teenage suicide prevention programs.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So your website, let's talk about that for a minute. It's flatheadsnowmobiler.com. What are we going to find?
Well, you'll find links to maps and the Flathead Avalanche Center and some of our local business sponsors, and also our schedule of events and descriptions of different things that we're doing here in the Valley.
Well, we want to thank you for being here. Is there anything else you want to mention to the listeners out there about the association?
Well, if you're hearing this the weekend, the last weekend in January, we are still have a few spots, I'm told, in our motorized level one class, which is coming up the 1st of February.
All right.
And if you, once again, if you do take that class, we will reimburse you for the cost.
Oh, nice. Well, remember that. And we want to thank you for being here, being on the show for the very first time. You did a great job. And come back when you get, if you get more information, keep us up to date by coming back on the show again. We love it.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Been hearing David Coville, who's the Flathead Snowmobile Association president, here on To Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be back next weekend with another Focus on the Flathead on KJJR.